single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
수요일. Hello everyone. Welcome to Sunday, the Lord's Day, September 24th edition of Living Life. You know, we know one thing about God, and He is just gracious, and He is patient in love. Man, this is why I gravitate towards Him, because I know that He is a loving and patient and gracious God. However, I think we need to also understand that God, in the midst of His grace, He is a well-balanced Lord, meaning He also exercises other areas of His persona. And one of the areas is actually disciplining and especially judging. He is the perfect and righteous judge because He can judge all things. And the reason why He can judge all things is because He knows all things. There's not one little evidence that He does not know. He knows all evidence. He knows everything that happened. And because of that, He can righteously execute every judgment. And I've come to realize that although I love grace, I've seen some extreme measures of judgment, and judgment can be very, very harsh at times, especially if your intent was evil. For example, I just saw this one court TV. I don't know if there's court TV where you guys are at, but there on TV, a plaintiff comes on out and he makes a claim to the defendant, and the defendant tries to defend himself. And there's times when the plaintiff, he's suing for something, and because it's so bad, the judge, you know, gives a judgment in favor of the defendant and makes the plaintiff even pay more. Have you ever seen stuff like that? I mean, man, that's a harsh judgment. In the same way, even though God is gracious, He is also, when He needs to execute judgment, He can be harsh, and I would never want to be in the midst of His harsh judgment. Let's take a look at just the highlighting of that, of His character of judgment in our edition today.
Isaiah chapter 27, verses 1 through 13. In that day, the Lord will punish with His sword, His fierce, great, and powerful sword, Leviathan the gliding serpent, Leviathan the coiling serpent. He will slay the monster of the sea. In that day, sing about a fruitful vineyard. I, the Lord, watch over it. I water it continually. I guard it day and night so that no one may harm it. I am not angry. If only there were briars and thorns confronting me, I would march against them in battle. I would set them all on fire. Or else let them come to me for refuge. Let them make peace with me. Yes, let them make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will bud and blossom and fill all the world with fruit. Has the Lord struck her as He struck down those who struck her? Has she been killed as those were killed who killed her? By warfare and exile you contend with her. With His fierce blast He drives her out, as on a day the east wind blows. By this then will Jacob's guilt be atoned for, and this will be the full fruitage of the removal of his sin. When He makes all the altar stones to be like chalk stones crushed to pieces, no Asherah poles or incense altars will be left standing. The fortified city stands desolate, an abandoned settlement forsaken like the desert. There the calves graze, there they lie down, they strip its branches bare. When its twigs are dry, they are broken off, and women come and make fires with them. For this is a people without understanding. So their Maker has no compassion on them, and their Creator shows them no favor. In that day, the Lord will thresh from the flowing Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt, and you, O Israelites, will be gathered up one by one. And in that day, a great trumpet will sound. Those who are perishing in Assyria and those who are exiled in Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem.
So as we are coming into Isaiah chapter 27, we did highlight that these passages, I highlighted this in the previous editions of Living Life, that these books are talking about an eschatological or a very prophetic or a future outlook on what will take place in Israel or in the life of Israel. One of the things that we see is salvation is gonna come to Israel, restoration of God and God's people and his city. Isaiah highlights that in the previous passages, but also he does not want to leave out one of a very important thing that will happen in the future, and the fact is that everyone and everything will one day will have to come face to face before the Lord, and we will have to be judged by his righteousness. Now, for us, thank God, as Christians, we are saved by grace. Yes, saved by grace, but even as we are saved by grace, we should know, Paul was highlighting this, that he is trembling before God, because he now needs to give an account of his life, what he did for his life before the Lord. So although we are saved, we're going to have to give a certain account, and in that way we will be judged. So everyone's going to be judged, whether you are Christian, non-Christian, everyone is going to have to come before the righteous judgment throne of God. And for those who do not have the grace of Jesus by their side, for those who do not have the forgiveness of Christ, as Jesus is not their Lord and Savior, if they don't have that, then I would not wish any person to actually be in that position, but they will have to face the fierce judgment of the Lord. And I don't think many people want to highlight this aspect of God, because we want God to look like this grandfather who is loving and kisses grandchildren and always super patient. And he is. But it is very clear also that he is right. He's just like a perfect being, because he is. He's perfect in all of his ways, and we cannot neglect this aspect. Just to highlight a little bit of how we should fear him, because I think there's a healthy fear that's actually really good. I think we need to actually, as Christians, especially in today's times, need a little bit more fear of God, actually, that draws us near to God. Not fear that draws us away, but a healthy fear that draws us near to his will and his ways. It says, in that day, this is verse 1, in that day the Lord will punish with his sword, his fierce, great, and powerful sword, Leviathan, the gliding serpent. Leviathan, the coiling serpent, he will slay the monster of the sea. And he continues to go on and on. Verse 4, I am not angry. If only there were briars and thorns confronting me, I would march against them in battle. I would set them all on fire. Verse 5, or else let them come to me for refuge. Let them make peace with me. Yes, let them make peace with me. The Lord, what he desires is for us to receive forgiveness, to be reconciled with him through Christ, and for us to start living a life that is correct and transformed and pure, set apart. That's what he desires. He doesn't desire just for us to receive grace, 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 and not do anything about our purification, or not do anything about, you know, a righteous lifestyle in Christ or serving the Lord. I mean, he wants us to do all these things. And oftentimes we run away from that. You know, the Lord, He has a special judgment that He's going to be placing on all people, like I said, and we need to put that in our perspective. You know, as Christians, although we will be in heaven, yes, because of the grace of Christ, we also need to be mindful of our judgment in respect to how we have been living before the Lord in responsibility. For example, some of our duties as, have we been evangelizing, or have we been sharing the gospel, have we been going to missions, have we been serving the church, have we been using our gifts? These things are something that we really need to really think about. And for those of you guys who don't really believe in Christ, but you guys are wondering about Jesus, and you may be one right now listening, I want to let you know, the Lord, He wants to forgive you. He wants you to come. It says, let them come to me for refuge. Let them make peace with me. The Lord wants you to make peace with Him. The God of this universe wants you to have peace with Him, but it could only be through Jesus Christ, asking Jesus to come into your life, to forgive you of your sins, to transform your life, and manifest, really come in and really work through you and in you, so that you can be a transformed person. So in the midst of all of this, I really do want to challenge you that God is not just a, although He does have a cuddly, loving father type figure, He is, yes, and He's gracious and kind, but also He is a God who needs to exercise judgment when He needs to. So in closing, I just want to highlight the fact that, yes, judgment will come in that day, as we have read here in our passage today. However, we have escaped it in Christ. For all those who believe in Christ, have a relationship with Jesus, and we really know Him, we have escaped His wrath because of His love for us, because we have accepted the gift of God, which is His one and only Son, Jesus. However, there are many who do not know Jesus, and the wrath of God remains on them. It's just a matter of time. We have shared the fact that in the previous devotions before, we have shared the fact that when God doesn't put His judgment on right now upon wicked people, He is giving people time. He is being gracious. He is giving people an opportunity to return to Him. So right now is the time. There are many who are not receiving the wrath of God, although they should be receiving it, and they're not receiving the wrath of God because God wants us to evangelize to them. Guys, this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity to share the gospel so that they can escape the wrath of God, so that they can come into a loving relationship with Christ. Would you be that vessel? Would you be that person? Let's go on ahead and do that. Think of that person. Your I don't know, for some of you guys, it could be your workmate, it could be family, it could be friends, it could be whoever. Let's really share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that these people will come into the grace of Christ and not the judgment of Christ. So Lord, I thank You, Lord, for this message. Thank You so much for allowing us to have a balanced view of who You are. Not only are You gracious, merciful, and kind, but also You are the Almighty, absolute, perfect, and just God. And help us to never forget that. So in respect and fear and trembling before You, Lord, we do honestly say that we want You to use us so that people will know about You, and that we would be able to share the full gospel, that they may come to salvation in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching the world, all and stepping in closer, CGM.